10:40 a.m. on December the 31st, 1992, and we're meeting with the Constitutional Law Group. Greetings, Commander.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For you who don't know me, I don't want you to think this is some kind of Jay-Z night hoopla. It's a little bit hard, and we get a little bit sidetracked on the fact that you have a invisible entity speaking with you. And usually when you do have invisible entities, it gets funnier than, you know, sick crutches. I come about my father's business. Regardless of where you sit or stand, and I had hoped that I would be able to hold this off until Quaid gets here, but he's going to have to catch up. I'm not here on religious foundation of any sort whatsoever. I find most of your religions nauseating, total fabrications that do not resemble truth in the least. I come as head of the host, come with and in preparation for physical expression again among you, that one which you call the great messenger, the teacher, the Christ being. That Christ being has grown also. You once seemed to think that 2,000 years he was already perfection. He was experiencing as man. We all have experienced as man just as you are, because we are all expression of the thought of Creator. As we go through our expressions and experiences, we've all worked together. We have a new mission that would come to be at this period of time of expression of a planet. You have to understand that script has been written, but you don't have to go by any script having been written. And man would be given a chance to reclaim and rewrite his script. If you wish to march right through Armageddon, you're headed there. I come only in the service of light as holy God. I speak in this manner because I have no need for speech. Zorma has crystals. She is a radio receiver. I don't mean to belittle anything, but you ones with computers and computer knowledge, and Quaid would be very good and the first to understand this. We come in on a very, very high frequency, in the level of somewhere about where you would be picking up your weather satellite signals. She's able to translate that. She doesn't understand that. It comes in as a binary code, very, very similar to any radio or computer system. Just as a computer would read the ABCs, her brain translates that code into language. I don't like to be considered as one who knows it all. I have no wish to know it all. I have no wish to butt into your personal lives. And had you gotten into that, I would have stopped you. Your personal life is your business. Our mission becomes the business of all of us. And we do have to maintain, because of the social stature of your status of your entire system, we do have to consider always appearances. Therefore, we have no group. You are working as a constitutional law center. And each one of you would be considered a part of that. I'm a guest here. I have a tendency to run things, so I get to be the biggest guest. I just wanted to set you a little bit at ease. My mission is one of a spiritual teacher But there is no point in trying to bring man into his spiritual truth and oneness with God until you set records to straight. You know that in a court of law. If you don't have a case, how can you expect a judge to rule? Well, this is what has happened to the point that you have no judicial system. You've allowed the corrupt and the evil conspirators to simply take your system away from you. And with that introduction, you can call me Bob or Ray or George or Jean or anything you want. I go by Hatam. That's a label. And we each have to have a label. Most of you will interrelate with my energy form. And always you're to clear your space. And it's your responsibility to make damn sure I'm exactly who I say I am. And when asked to do that, I will show you who I am. I don't do that publicly anymore. That was fine when we were training. But all of you are familiar enough, and if you are a stranger in the midst, it doesn't mean that you are automatically outside. It means that you are just now coming into joining with other ones who have a mission. And it will either be real to you or it will not. And you see, in this particular meeting, you have a specific meeting going on here. I'm often asked, well, why do you just let anybody in on Sundays? Because those are meetings that I consider general. Because there are so many tasks that must be done. The mission is so mammoth, and its branches so many, that you must come into knowing one another. And most of the time, especially here where you're just getting started, it's a slop over. One or two or three or four are having to do 15 different jobs, and most of those jobs are not what you were trained to do. And yet if you look back, you'll see that that's exactly what you were trained to do. So I don't take resignations lightly. I will always allow. And I carefully weigh, and when ones really are not ready and they wish to resign from their commitment, we will usually consider, let's give it a little while. Go do what you need to do, and then let us reconsider. All ones have to live in this world. And that's been part of the requirement of ones who just want to serve to come here, is that you must be self-sustaining for a while. And as I monitor what is going on, it does become not only one of your best working tools for getting things done, but also you will find that you will have what you need. And if your own basic foundation means that you will not serve or cannot serve, basically God listens to intent. I'm not interested in your mouths. Your mouths get you in trouble. You wish to integrate. I understand that. You recognize brother, and therefore you wish to integrate. And always it will be the slip of the lip, the mouth. And these are hard lessons. But in the end, they're very easy lessons. Very simple. God is simple, not in mind, but in doing and in projection. Always the answer will be totally simplistic. Not easy, rarely easy, but you will find that it gets easier as you go along and can begin to trust the guidance. You each are here because you have a talent. Some of you are here with talents that you do not know you have.
John Quinn just got here.
Well, John then is going to have to get accustomed to me on my terms.
Sorry I'm late.
Yes, well, I don't know if he'll forgive you or not.
I was in San Fernando Valley in a meeting last night until till 4 o'clock. I didn't get home until 4:45 this morning.
That's fine. We'll just get a report. Commander, here. I went through the explanation of how I communicate, so we'll catch you up later. I was dragging a little bit till you got here. I listen to you. I hear the willingness and the desire to turn your nation around. You have to understand that it can be done. That's number one. It certainly can be done, and you are now in a position where you can do it if you act. You will never do it. Hear me well. You will never do it in time if you take it one little case at a time. It could have been done that way at one time, and Richard MacDonald would be the first one that you would want to talk to on the grounds of becoming sovereign. State sovereignty and citizen sovereignty is where you must end up again. But you see, you never really did have it. When you speak of common law and commonwealth, you are speaking in British terms, which was hardly perfection. You have God's help at the writing of the Constitution. I know I was there. It seems like, well, you are Big Budinsky. No. What is imminent in the time of man and his imagination, since there is no time and no space, is only experience. And at the time of your constitution, as a chosen land came into being, the lamp to lead the world, there were many of us present. Was there perfection? No, of course there was not perfection. You were dealing with British citizens. Some of them were for you, some were against you. Most of them had slaves of their own. And all ones always wished to be in power and control. But your founding fathers were chosen very carefully. They would listen. Is your document perfect? No. Didn't mean all of them would listen. You were working on a democratic society structure, even in that room where this was being laid forth. There is no perfection short of God. But as you went on, the first amendments to your Constitution were made, and you got right up to number 13, which got deleted from your Constitution, and you were doing pretty well. But you see, you always want to go back to common law. I hate the term. I despise the term. It's a despicable term. You are not common. It is not law. And what you're seeking to do is go back into constitutional law, not as any other place ever had it. Am I foolish enough to think that can be done? No. Just like you will never turn this thing around by arguing over a traffic ticket. So what good is that? It is so that you know you can do it. Unless you lose your constitution. The facts are you have lost your constitution under the system now operative. Well, what does that mean, Hatton? It means you've got to get your constitution secure. And you can't do it arguing in Mojave Court, where they will literally dismiss the case. They're smart enough not to carry it far enough to make law from it. So you can come to a meeting like this and say, well, I got 1,300 cases dismissed. That's good. But you won't find them on your books to argue in the Supreme Court of the United States. So what must we do? We hit them right square dab at the top. That's what we're working for. And yet you have to keep these other things going. You need the financial support. You need to reach the multitudes of people. And this is why I wanted Rick. I don't care who does it. These conference calls. John Quaid is so presentable. I want to compliment you, sir. You come across clearly, and the people can understand when you explain the system that will ultimately unite this country and bring you into constitutional law. But it's expensive, and you end up living in shacks, really, giving everything that you have. There are two reasons for that also. The job is so damned responsible. It is so critical that it is testing. The minute you don't have your morning teapot, are you going to leave? This is what I get. Oh, sir, I want to serve any way that I can. In a minute you don't get your way, gone. And usually it has been very expensive for the ones remaining. And then those ones go out there and use it against you. I have to protect you like the little chickens. You of my people are so open that you become so vulnerable. And you are in a nest of vipers. And they're going to hiss, and they're going to spit, and they're going to bite you. If you let them. So there has to be impeccable behavior. Absolutely everything you do must be with total, absolute, unquestionable integrity. That does not mean that you act like a bunch of wimpy sad sacks out there. If that is what is representing God, then I want no part of it. For goodness sakes, these little energies that flip around on your shoulders and everybody says, well, we must allow. We must love our enemy. You don't hear what you're saying. You respect your enemy and you love the man. And you send the little bastard devils back to hell where they came from. You don't embrace them and bring them into your bed. They'll kill you. Dead. Both in the physical, but more important in the spiritual. This is a chosen nation. And this is my mission. Ultimately, my mission is to bring God's children home. But your nation was created as a lamp unto the world of Shen, which means the lighted sun of this portion of the universe. And we're not going to get into dimensional changes here. We're going to stick right on earth because you must do it. I can help you. I can arrange things. I can hold clerks in their office an extra hour botching papers. I can do all sorts of things like that. But you must grasp the opportunity. I can cause you to open a law book to the proper page. I cannot force you to write that case down and use it. So we must understand the role of each of us. My command represents the cosmos part of the cosmos seafood energy marketing glittering idiot title company. I think for ones like John who realize that it doesn't matter whether there's any cosmos seafood marketing energy company or not, it is an opportunity to reach a few more people who might listen. Because the nuts and bolts of this mechanism, this marvelous opportunity, is in your hands. It would be nice to know that there's plenty of money. There is unlimited money. All you have to do is get it. And you've got to get it with integrity. But But you've got to save your nation as if it were not. So I get, well, why don't you just develop a little gold and we could, I have and you have it. But it doesn't filter down very damn far, does it? So I think you get the point. There are treasures laid up for this transition. But you must be able to do it without any treasures. Because man will sell his soul for gold. Few will sell or work anything for the good and relationship with God. Those things are being worked on. So, do you sit until that gold is transferred into some type of usable currency? I think you better not depend on it, because Mr. Bush may pardon himself this afternoon. And then you just have more confusion. You see, what they are doing, this is something you better look up. He is a criminal. It's like this case. Go to court and prove there was no sale. And you've got them all at least so confused they won't know what to do. But when you bring Mr. Bush to the court and you find that there were these criminal activities, this is all off, buddy brothers. Mr. Bush's pardons do not become worth the breath that it took to speak them. Jean has been back and met with Bork. Jean is efforting to get in touch with Walsh. You go for blood and you go for the top blood. These are skull and bones members. They are vowed to Lucifer. Under threat of murder of each other in physical form if they betray that trust. And yet they will betray each other just as fast as they can run and scatter. Listen to what Weinberger is saying today versus what he said when they brought him before the court again. They lie. No, they're lying. You go after them exactly from the opposite direction of what they're saying. It's the law of the bureaucracy. Whatever they tell you they're doing exactly the opposite. And there's where you draw your lines. They've already divided you into new states and they are districts. Everything in your nation is now operable under the new states and the new states constitution, which is nothing more basically than the United Nations Charter. I don't have to go through all of this. What you need is the contribution of mind. From that smallest little bit that Eric has to offer on driver's licenses. You see, this is something Richard MacDonald teaches, and so does Quaid. But where Quaid has got it, and his name is Saunders, so let's not play games. The third. Forgive me. You must network your people. They've got every one of you on a computer system. You're already marked. If you think you're not taking the mark of the beast by becoming a sovereign citizen, that only indelibilizes that mark. You become a target then. You are not getting out of the system. You have become their target as a troublemaker. Now, while we're here, I want John to specifically hear this. What has happened in the Cosmos situation is that Andy and Dare got to flapping these little fun lips. And something that we had blocked so many of their escape routes. And by bringing this out of sequence and spilling this information, you have allowed Bush to get out of your country, and this man was under house arrest. is trying to get money. Where do you think and what do you think he was doing yesterday? Yesterday he had almost $1 billion debt to pay. Where was he yesterday? Right in Saudi Arabia. We saw it. He didn't go to hold the little Somalian hands. And what has he said? Humanitarian to restore the Somalians to their sovereign country. Let me tell you something of the practices of the Somalian government tradition. It's true of many of the places in that incredibly miserable area. Where do these little children come from? They come from mating, don't they? All these starving, miserable, sick little children, they're not starving, precious ones. They're malnutritioned. And some, yes, are starving, but they are infested with disease. So let's carry in some wheat under the gun. Well, number one, you don't need any guns. You've had a lot of trouble even getting enough going over there to even put on CNN, and they can create quite a lot of stories. But let me tell you a little story of tradition in Somalia and sexual habits. The going thing in Somalia is to take a female child reaching puberty, and some loosely call it circumcision. The head medicine man or tribal chief or whoever you want to call this butcher will, without anesthesia, castrate all little girls. That is a part of their mandated religion. This is to make the little girls not have the desire before they are married. All of the labia minora area and the clitoris is removed by razor blade or whatever little cute thing they're using that day, and then the whole area is sewed shut with only a small opening left for the child to urinate and have her regular menstrual cycles. Now, doesn't this sound like fun and games? Then the child's husband or mate is chosen. Now she's got to live through this kind of agony while he does anything he damn well pleases with her. Now, how many of you at this table think that it is through driving sexual need that the women keep producing these infants to starve and die and let you send an army over to protect? Doesn't it stink just a little bit like Kuwait did, that we put a monarch or a dictator back in with his 80 wives to protect their system? I find it almost too much for me to speak about. But that's where you'll find president is this day. One of them. Anybody taken a good look at them lately? One's off quail hunting. Where's Jim Baker?
I don't know.
Where's Henry Kissinger? Seems like to me that Kissinger Associates and Mr. Panitch got voted out, and Mr. Panitch is staying in power anyway. What do you think is going to happen to Serbia? What do you think is going to happen in Iraq? You've got to stop this, and you've got to stop it at the top. You don't have time. All of these other things can take their place. It is true. You have to know what you're doing. And you have to have some cases that allow you some attention so that ones do continue to listen. You have to have some promise and some hope for these ones who've lost their lands so that they will listen. And then when the nation understands a little bit about what's going on, they will back you, they will stand with you, because there are no guns available to you patriots that can counter anything they've got now. You still, as patriots, want to believe that because it's right and good, it will work. It won't. They have worked for over a century to make sure it won't. And yet the ultimate only gain you will ever have in your entire existence in this go-through, and quite frankly for your planet at this stage of evolvement and transition, is a recovery of your constitutional system, or the world is down the tubes. You are the light, and if you let it go out, it's over. You've got Armageddon already. And you will be lucky, and I use the term cutely, if you don't get into Armageddon war within these very days in that netherland between Lebanon and Israel. You've got to stop it. And you can't stop it in Tehachapi, but you certainly can stop it by this group sitting at this table from Tehachapi. And it requires networking, and it requires getting every bit of law into that computer that John is working on so that it can be instantly accessed. From anything from a speeding ticket to the Constitution of the United States in whole. And he's been working ceaselessly at it under the worst of odds. There's not anybody in here who hasn't lost dearly, if nothing more than relationships, because of a belief system. And it has to require that be your goal. And nothing else. Nothing else has enough value to deter you from that goal. And when you have the goal, the adversary goes to work on you. You can expect the heaviest bombardment of anybody on the planet. As man begins to wake up, they're going to try to shut up the ones who are causing him to wake up. They're going to try to shut down any system that you have. Don't think you're going out there and because it's right, even your brothers will shoot you because they don't want to wake up. But you can come into protection. I am a big boy. And there is no intervention. There is often intercession. But when you come into my crew, you are my property, and they don't touch you. They may try everything. And if you let them in, they can wipe you out physically. As long as you hold the course in my shelter, asking my shelter, and for John Quaid, I am only the head of the host. Sit. I come with the Christ of being. I am not some cute little ET. I am a 9.5-foot energy. I speak the universal language, And the adversary is trembling in his boots this day because he knows I speak to the ones who can do him in. He trembles in his boots for another reason. He knows what his limitations are. He also knows that God wins, and I come only in service to that lighted God Creator. And any of you who think that your Bible, for instance, is not tampered with, I would like to ask, why do you think that? God wouldn't let anyone tamper with it? What has happened to your constitution? Think about it a moment, and then think about that Bible. Recognize the possibilities. That does not mean you don't use the truth out of everything. It's like law. You have to take it all and sift it, and use that which will stand. They've not been able to wipe it away by law. It may mean that you have to build another government center outside of D.C. Who wants it? It is the pits of horror. A White House, let them have it. But if you're not careful, right through the enthusiasm of ones in their games will blow you out. I don't think I would ever advise you to run out there and say, well, we're going to go that way because I heard God was over there. You're going to hear that God is everywhere. Remember from that good Bible that you like to quote? Remember that it says, if a man says to you, the master's over there, God's over there, he's back again, know that he is not. The reason that he is not is because there always comes the host in preparation. Remember? God always sends the teachers to set things a little bit to straight before the great teacher. And how did you think you were going to get to, quote, heaven? In this lovely physical form that you all think you'll just ascend somehow to a cloud. That this master will somehow meet you in the clouds. What in the world are you talking about? How limited do you make your God? Would you send your child to sit on a cloud? You know he would fall through. And he would be killed. And your clouds are going to be radioactive. And they sit, some of them right on the ground. You call it fog. Is that what you want? And one say, well, why don't you show your face on every television? That's the land of magic. God doesn't want to prove anything to any of you. All children of God come back to God through the route of soul. I'm here to prove nothing to anyone. I'm here to do a mission because my God Creator is on his way and he travels with me, and I am given the responsibility of preparing a place. We've got to get a remnant through. That means that during that period when they've taken everything from you or earth upheavals have happened, we have to get someone's through in the physical form. It won't be magic. If it has to be, we will bring you what you need. But that hardly is the example for the world. So we have to wipe that big old do it for me right out of your mind. We are not going to do anything for you, period. We have nothing whatsoever to prove to you, and I wouldn't have 99% of any of your citizenry aboard my craft. You have made it all right to be evil. There are all sets of circumstances controlling good and bad as you perceive it. But there is evil, and there is godliness.
Excuse me, Commander. December 31st, 1992, and we're meeting with the Constitutional Law Group. Greetings, Commander.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
For you who don't know me, I don't want you to think this is some kind of Jay-Z night hoopla. It's a little bit hard, and we get a little bit sidetracked on the fact that you have an invisible entity speaking with you. And usually when you do have invisible entities, it gets funnier than, you know, say crutches. I come about my father's business. Regardless of where you sit or stand, and I had hoped that I would be able to hold this off until Quaid gets here, but he's going to have to catch up. I'm not here on religious foundation of any sort whatsoever. I find most of your religions nauseating, total fabrications that do not resemble truth in the least. I come as head of the host, come with and in preparation for physical expression again among you, that one which you call the great messenger, the teacher, the Christ being. That Christ being has grown also. You once seemed to think that 2,000 years he was already perfection. He was experiencing as man. We all have experienced as man just as you are, because we are all expression of the thought of Creator. As we go through our expressions and experiences, we've all worked together. We have a new mission that would come to be at this period of time of expression of a planet. You have to understand that script has been written, but you don't have to go by any script having been written. And man would be given a chance to reclaim and rewrite his script. If you wish to march right through Armageddon, you're headed there. I come only in the service of Lighted Holy God. I speak in this manner because I have no need for speech. Dorma has crystals. She is a radio receiver. I don't mean to belittle anything, but you ones with computers and computer knowledge, and Quaid would be very good and the first to understand this. We come in on a very, very high frequency, in the level of somewhere about where you would be picking up your weather satellite signals. She's able to translate that. She doesn't understand that. It comes in as a binary code, very, very similar to any radio or computer system. Just as a computer would read the ABCs, her brain translates that code into language. I don't like to be considered as one who knows it all. I have no wish to know it all. I have no wish to butt into your personal lives. And had you gotten into that, I would have stopped you. Your personal life is your business. Our mission becomes the business of all of us. And we do have to maintain, because of the social stature of your status of your entire system, we do have to consider always appearances. Therefore, we have no group. You are working as a constitutional law center, and each one of you would be considered a part of that. I'm a guest here. I have a tendency to run things, so I get to be the biggest guest. I just wanted to set you a little bit at ease. My mission is one of a spiritual teacher, but there is no point in trying to bring man into his spiritual truth and oneness with God until you set records to straight. You know that in a court of law. If you don't have a case, how can you expect a judge to rule? Well, this is what has happened to the point that you have no judicial system. You've allowed the corrupt and the evil conspirators to simply take your system away from you. And with that introduction, you can call me Bob or Ray or George or Jean or anything you want. I go by Hatton. That's a label. And we each have to have a label. Most of you will interrelate with my energy form, and always you're to clear your space, and it's your responsibility to make damn sure I'm exactly who I say I am. And when asked to do that, I will show you who I am. I don't do that publicly anymore. That was fine when we were training. But all of you are familiar enough, and if you are a stranger in the midst, it doesn't mean that you are automatically outside. It means that you are just now coming into joining with other ones who have a mission. And it will either be real to you or it will not. And you see, in this particular meeting, you have a specific meeting going on here. I'm often asked, well, why do you just let anybody in on Sundays? Because those are meetings that I consider general. Because there are so many tasks that must be done. The mission is so mammoth, and its branches so many, that you must come into knowing one another. And most of the time, especially here where you're just getting started, it's a slop over. One or two or three or four are having to do 15 different jobs, and most of those jobs are not what you were trained to do. And yet, if you look back, you'll see that that's exactly what you were trained to do. So I don't take resignations lightly. I will always allow. And I carefully weigh, and when ones really are not ready and they wish to resign from their commitment, we will usually consider, let's give it a little while. Go do what you need to do, and then let us reconsider. All ones have to live in this world. And that's been part of the requirement of ones who just want to serve to come here, is that you must be self-sustaining for a while. And as I monitor what is going on, it does become not only one of your best working tools for getting things done, but also you will find that you will have what you need. And if your own basic foundation means that you will not serve or cannot serve, basically God listens to intent. I'm not interested in your mouths. Your mouths get you in trouble. You wish to integrate. I understand that. You recognize brother, and therefore you wish to integrate. And always it will be the slip of the lip, the mouth. And these are hard lessons. But in the end, they're very easy lessons. Very simple. God is simple, not in mind, but in doing and in projection. Always the answer will be totally simplistic. Not easy, rarely easy, but you will find that it gets easier as you go along and can begin to trust the guidance. You each are here because you have a talent. Some of you are here with talents that you do not know you have.
John Quinn just got here.
Well, John then is going to have to get accustomed to me on my turn.
Sorry I'm late.
Yes, well, I don't know if he'll forgive you or not.
I was in San Fernando Valley in a meeting last night until 4 o'clock. I didn't get home until 4:45 this morning.
That's fine. We'll just get a report. Commander, here. I went through the explanation of how I communicate, so we'll catch you up later. I was dragging a little bit till you got here. I listen to you. I hear the willingness and the desire to turn your nation around. You have to understand that it can be done. That's number one. It certainly can be done, and you are now in a position where you can do it if you act. You will never do it. Hear me well. You will never do it in time if you take it one little case at a time. It could have been done that way at one time, and Richard MacDonald would be the first one that you would want to talk to on the grounds of becoming sovereign. State sovereignty and citizen sovereignty is where you must end up again. But you see, you never really did have it. When you speak of common law and commonwealth, you are speaking in British terms, which was hardly perfection. You have God's help at the writing of the Constitution. I know I was there. It seems like, well, you are Big Budinsky. No. What is imminent in the time of man and his imagination, since there is no time and no space, is only experience. And at the time of your constitution, as a chosen land came into being, the lamp to lead the world, there were many of us present. Was there perfection? No, of course there was not perfection. You were dealing with British citizens. Some of them were for you, some were against you. Most of them had slaves of their own. And all ones always wished to be in power and control. But your founding fathers were chosen very carefully. They would listen. Is your document perfect? No. Didn't mean all of them would listen. You were working on a democratic society structure, even in that room where this was being laid forth. There is no perfection short of God. But as you went on, the first amendments to your Constitution were made, and you got right up to number 13, which got deleted from your Constitution, and you were doing pretty well. But you see, you always want to go back to common law. I hate the term. I despise the term. It's a despicable term. You are not common. It is not law. And what you're seeking to do is go back into constitutional law, not as any other place ever had it. Am I foolish enough to think that can be done? No. Just like you will never turn this thing around by arguing over a traffic ticket. So what good is that? It is so that you know you can do it. Unless you lose your constitution. The facts are you have lost your constitution under the system now operative. Well, what does that mean, Hatton? It means you've got to get your constitution secure. And you can't do it arguing in Mojave Court, where they will literally dismiss the case. They're smart enough not to carry it far enough to make law from it. So you can come to a meeting like this and say, well, I got 1,300 cases dismissed. That's good. but you won't find them on your books to argue in the Supreme Court of the United States. So what must we do? We hit them right square dab at the top. That's what we're working for. And yet you have to keep these other things going. You need the financial support. You need to reach the multitudes of people. And this is why I wanted Rick. I don't care who does it. These conference calls. John Quaid is so presentable. I want to compliment you, sir. You come across clearly, and the people can understand when you explain the system that will ultimately unite this country and bring you into constitutional law. But it's expensive, and you end up living in shacks, really, giving everything that you have. There are two reasons for that also. The job is so damned responsible. It is so critical that it is testing. The minute you don't have your morning teapot, are you going to leave? This is what I get. Oh, sir, I want to serve any way that I can. In the minute you don't get your way, gone. And usually, it has been very expensive for the ones remaining. And then those ones go out there and use it against you. I have to protect you like the little chickens. You of my people are so open that you become so vulnerable. And you are in a nest of vipers. And they're going to hiss, and they're going to spit, and they're going to bite you. If you let them. So there has to be impeccable behavior. Absolutely everything you do must be with total, absolute, unquestionable integrity. That does not mean that you act like a bunch of wimpy sad sacks out there. If that is what is representing God, then I want no part of it. For goodness sakes, these little energies that flip around on your shoulders and everybody says, well, we must allow. We must love our enemy. You don't hear what you're saying. You respect your enemy and you love the man. And you send the little bastard devils back to hell where they came from. You don't embrace them and bring them into your bed. They'll kill you. Dead. Both in the physical, but more important in the spiritual. This is a chosen nation. And this is my mission. Ultimately, my mission is to bring God's children home. But your nation was created as a lamp unto the world of Shen, which means the lighted sun of this portion of the universe. And we're not going to get into dimensional changes here. We're going to stick right on earth because you must do it. I can help you. I can arrange things. I can hold clerks in their office an extra hour botching papers. I can do all sorts of things like that. But you must grasp the opportunity. I can cause you to open a law book to the proper page. I cannot force you to write that case down and use it. So we must understand the role of each of us. My command represents the cosmos part of the cosmos seafood energy marketing glittering idiot title company. I think for ones like John who realize that it doesn't matter whether there's any cosmos seafood marketing energy company or not, it is an opportunity to reach a few more people who might listen. Because the nuts and bolts of this mechanism, this marvelous opportunity, is in your hands. It would be nice to know that there's plenty of money. There is unlimited money. All you have to do is get it. And you've got to get it with integrity. But you've got to save your nation as if it were not. So I get, well, why don't you just develop a little gold and we could, I have and you have it. But it doesn't filter down very damn far, does it? So I think you get the point. There are treasures laid up for this transition. But you must be able to do it without any treasures. Because man will sell his soul for gold. Few will sell or work anything for the good and relationship with God. Those things are being worked on. So do you sit until that gold is transferred into some type of usable currency? I think you better not depend on it, because Mr. Bush may pardon himself this afternoon. And then you just have more confusion. You see, what they are doing, this is something you better look up. He is a criminal. It's like this case. Go to court and prove there was no sale. And you've got them all at least so confused they won't know what to do. But when you bring Mr. Bush to the court and you find that there were these criminal activities, this is all off, buddy brothers. Mr. Bush's pardons do not become worth the breath that it took to speak them. Gene has been back and met with Bork. Gene is efforting to get in touch with Walsh. You go for blood and you go for the top blood. These are skull and bones members. They are vowed to Lucifer. Under threat of murder of each other in physical form if they betray that trust. And yet they will betray each other just as fast as they can run and scatter. Listen to what Weinberger is saying today versus what he said when they brought him before the court again. They lie. No, they're lying. You go after them exactly from the opposite direction of what they're saying. It's the law of the bureaucracy. Whatever they tell you they're doing exactly the opposite. And there's where you draw your lines. They've already divided you into new states, and they are districts. Everything in your nation is now operable under the new states and the new states constitution, which is nothing more, basically, than the United Nations Charter. I don't have to go through all of this. What you need is the contribution of mind. From that smallest little bit that Eric has to offer on driver's licenses. You see, this is something Richard MacDonald teaches, and so does Quaid. But where Quaid has got it, and his name is Saunders, so let's not play games. The third. Forgive me. You must network your people. They've got every one of you on a computer system. You're already marked. If you think you're not taking the mark of the beast by becoming a sovereign citizen, that only indelibilizes that mark. You become a target then. You are not getting out of the system. You have become their target as a troublemaker. Now, while we're here, I want John to specifically hear this. What has happened in the Cosmos situation is that Andy and Dare got to flapping these little fun lips. And something that we had blocked so many of their escape routes. And by bringing this out of sequence and spilling this information, you have allowed Bush to get out of your country, and this man was under house arrest. He is trying to get money. Where do you think and what do you think he was doing yesterday? Yesterday he had almost $1 billion debt to pay. Where was he yesterday? Right in Saudi Arabia. We saw it. He didn't go to hold the little Somalian hands. And what has he said? Humanitarian to restore the Somalians to their sovereign country. Let me tell you something of the practices of the Somalian government, tradition. It's true of many of the places in that incredibly miserable area. Where do these little children come from? They come from mating, don't they? All these starving, miserable, sick little children, they're not starving, precious ones. They're malnutritioned. And some, yes, are starving, but they are infested with disease. So let's carry in some wheat under the gun. Well, number one, you don't need any guns. You've had a lot of trouble even getting enough going over there to even put on CNN, and they can create quite a lot of stories. But let me tell you a little story of tradition in Somalia and sexual habits. The going thing in Somalia is to take a female child reaching puberty, and some loosely call it circumcision. The head medicine man or tribal chief or whoever you want to call this butcher will, without anesthesia, castrate all little girls. That is a part of their mandated religion. This is to make the little girls not have the desire before they are married. All of the labia minora area and the clitoris is removed by razor blade or whatever little cute thing they're using that day, and then the whole area is sewed shut with only a small opening left for the child to urinate and have her regular menstrual cycles. Now, doesn't this sound like fun and games? Then the child's husband or mate is chosen. Now she's got to live through this kind of agony while he does anything he damn well pleases with her. Now, how many of you at this table think that it is through driving sexual need that the women keep producing these infants to starve and die and let you send an army over to protect? Doesn't it stink just a little bit like Kuwait did, that we put a monarch or a dictator back in with his 80 wives to protect their system? I find it almost too much for me to speak about. But that's where you'll find president is this day. One of them. Anybody taken a good look at them lately? One's off quail hunting. Where's Jim Baker? Where's Henry Kissinger? seems like to me that Kissinger Associates and Mr. Panitch got voted out, and Mr. Panitch is staying in power anyway. What do you think is going to happen to Serbia? What do you think is going to happen in Iraq? You've got to stop this, and you've got to stop it at the top. You don't have time. All of these other things can take their place. It is true, you have to know what you're doing. And you have to have some cases that allow you some attention so that ones do continue to listen. You have to have some promise and some hope for these ones who've lost their lands so that they will listen. And then when the nation understands a little bit about what's going on, they will back you, they will stand with you, because there are no guns available to you patriots that can counter anything they've got now. You still, as patriots, want to believe that because it's right and good, it will work. It won't. They have worked for over a century to make sure it won't. And yet the ultimate only gain you will ever have in your entire existence in this go-through, and quite frankly for your planet at this stage of evolvement and transition, is a recovery of your constitutional system, or the world is down the tubes. You were the light, and if you let it go out, it's over. You've got Armageddon already. And you will be lucky, and I use the term cutely, if you don't get into Armageddon war within these very days in that netherland between Lebanon and Israel. You've got to stop it. And you can't stop it in Tehachapi, but you certainly can stop it by this group sitting at this table from Tehachapi. And it requires networking, and it requires getting every bit of law into that computer that John is working on so that it can be instantly accessed. From anything from a speeding ticket to the Constitution of the United States in whole. And he's been working ceaselessly at it under the worst of odds. There's not anybody in here who hasn't lost dearly, if nothing more than relationships, because of a belief system. And it has to require that be your goal. And nothing else. Nothing else has enough value to deter you from that goal. And when you have the goal, the adversary goes to work on you. You can expect the heaviest bombardment of anybody on the planet. As man begins to wake up, they're going to try to shut up the ones who are causing him to wake up. They're going to try to shut down any system that you have. Don't think you're going out there and because it's right, even your brothers will shoot you because they don't want to wake up. But you can come into protection. I am a big boy. And there is no intervention. There is often intercession. But when you come into my crew, you are my property, and they don't touch you. They may try everything. And if you let them in, they can wipe you out physically. As long as you hold the course in my shelter asking my shelter and for John Quaid. I am only the head of the Holtz set. I come with the Christ of Be. I am not some cute little E.T. I am a 9.5-foot energy. I speak the universal language. And the adversary is trembling in his boots this day because he knows I speak to the ones who can do him in. He trembles in his boots for another reason. He knows what his limitations are. He also knows that God wins, and I come only in service to that lighted God creator. And any of you who think that your Bible, for instance, is not tampered with, I would like to ask, why do you think that? God wouldn't let anyone tamper with it? What has happened to your constitution? Think about it a moment, and then think about that Bible. Recognize the possibilities. That does not mean you don't use the truth out of everything. It's like law. You have to take it all and sift it and use that which will stand. They've not been able to wipe it away by law. It may mean that you have to build another government center outside of D.C. Who wants it? It is the pits of horror. A White House, let them have it. But if you're not careful, right through the enthusiasm of one's in their games will blow you out. I don't think I would ever advise you to run out there and say, well, we're going to go that way because I heard God was over there. You're going to hear that God is everywhere. Remember from that good book, that good Bible that you like to quote? Remember that it says, if a man says to you, the master's over there, God's over there, he's back again, know that he is not. The reason that he is not is because there always comes the host in preparation. Remember? God always sends the teachers to set things a little bit too straight before the great teacher. And how did you think you were going to get to, quote, heaven? In this lovely physical form that you all think you'll just ascend somehow to a cloud. That this master will somehow meet you in the clouds. What in the world are you talking about? How limited do you make your God? Would you send your child to sit on a cloud? You know he would fall through. And he would be killed. And your clouds are going to be radioactive. And they sit, some of them right on the ground. You call it fog. Is that what you want? And one say, well, why don't you show your face on every television? That's the land of magic. God doesn't want to prove anything to any of you. All children of God come back to God through the route of soul. I'm here to prove nothing to anyone. I'm here to do a mission because my God Creator is on his way and he travels with me, and I am given the responsibility of preparing a place. We've got to get a remnant through. That means that during that period when they've taken everything from you or earth upheavals have happened, we have to get someone's through in the physical form. It won't be magic. If it has to be, we will bring you what you need. But that hardly is the example for the world. So we have to wipe that big old do it for me right out of your mind. We are not going to do anything for you, period. We have nothing whatsoever to prove to you, and I wouldn't have 99% of any of your citizenry aboard my craft. You have made it all right to be evil. There are all sets of circumstances controlling good and bad, as you perceive it. But there is evil, and there is godliness.
Excuse me, Commander.